Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congratulations, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. If you're not, well, you're a loser and missing out. So get it together. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya is designed with you in mind and has a ton of cool new features like curated shareable playlists and collections made just for you, along with personalized recommendations to help with content discovery. And the best part is, it's super easy to use. It's definitely my favorite listening app, and I'm sure it will be yours too. So do yourself a favor and download Himalaya today, and be sure to follow my show, Worst Firsts, once you're there. Bye. Everybody, we are here. Worst First Podcast. Thank you so much for all the listeners. You guys have been unbelievable. The amount of support has been crazy. I just started this podcast not that long ago, like only a few months ago. Thanks. I had nothing going on in my life. Yeah, I was like pretty bored. Just sitting in Calabasas, just like wondering what to do with my life. I was like, should I go get another smoothie? I've already had seven today.
Were you like collecting stories though?
Yeah, because I'd like gone worst. On, yes, because okay. I'd gone on so many bad dates. So I was like, this is a podcast. And at first it was a YouTube series, now it's a podcast. But anyway, our guest, obviously you guys can see or not see yet, because this is, might just be audio first, but is Mina Suvari.
You don't need to see it.
Amazingly talented actress.
Thank you.
She's been killing the game. So talented. I'm the biggest fan. Nina, when
Nina took a neck dive. She was so excited.
When Mina walked in, Nina jumped off the table and tried to commit suicide. She hit her neck on here and then just fell. Are you okay?
No, she's like,
she's okay.
Yeah.
She's okay. She's a little traumatized. She'll come over and see you halfway through. Yeah, she had a panic attack. She's okay. She's mentally recuperating right now. But it is so good to have you here. You came all the way from Silver Lake. That's far. If you guys don't know, LA is like, I mean, if you're coming from Silver Lake, she might as well have come from like Quebec, Canada to Burbank. Like it's
I drove through the park.
Yeah,
it's
a lot. It's a lot. Like you got to joggers, you got to dodge them.
Kids
you gotta,
on bikes.
Yeah, yeah, just people
get
everywhere.
Out of the road.
Traffic. Yeah, get off your bike, guys. Stop exercising. What's your problem?
Yeah, not till later.
Yeah.
Like 5 p.m.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
A little hot.
Exercise when the sun goes down, okay? Calm down. No one's trying to get skin cancer out here. I'm so glad. Glad you came. This
Thank
is awesome.
You.
So excited. And I know you have some stories because you
want to hear my secrets.
I want to hear everything. Did you grow up in LA?
I mean, pretty much. So I was born in Rhode Island.
Okay.
I live there.
I love Rhode Island,
like,
right? Rhode Island's RISD, School of Design. Rhode
I actually
Island
met
School
somebody
Design.
Once and they said, you mean Long Island? I said, no, it's actually a state. I know it's the smallest one, but we're there.
It's just a lighthouse. Like, I grew up on Rhode Island. It's just a lighthouse.
That's not even an island. Yeah. Anyway. But I lived there till I was about 8. I lived in St. John in the Virgin Islands for a year.
Wow.
And then Charleston, South Carolina for 3. And then I moved out here, but I was almost 15. So I sort of am from here.
Yeah,
in a way.
Yeah, I mean, you moved here when you're 15. You're definitely like here. You grew
high
up here.
High school ruined me here.
Oh,
and it was
no.
Just, it was a hard left. No,
what high school did you go to?
I went to two.
Two
I went to Notre Dame.
Oh,
and then
okay.
I graduated from Providence. Yeah, here in Burbank.
Well, in Burbank.
Private Catholic, not religious. Just went for the uniforms and the strict.
Listen, I don't want to think
curriculum.
About what I have to wear every day. Where has the best, cutest uniforms? Yeah.
But I even got that wrong.
Really?
And that does segue into my first story.
Okay, so I want to hear it. Let's go. I want to hear it.
Just
fucking dive right into it. It's head first.
On Monday. Okay. Yeah, well, it was the first time that I ever drank.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, that's a doozy.
And you were 15?
I was 15.
Oh,
I
damn.
Remember being a freshman. During lunch and
in school.
Yeah, I mean, if I have to go back and back and back. So when I came out here, I was very nerdy. Like I went to an all-girls school, and so it was like coming into co-ed and it's uniforms,
yes.
And I just got it all wrong on day one. And
how?
Being like I had the button like all the way up
dead.
Buttoned, and
you
I
had it
like,
tight, so tight, you were bloodshot in the face. You're all, I think this is right.
I had my skirt like way down to my knee. Yeah, thanks.
And all the other
that
girls like
the
had theirs like up their ass,
like rolled like 3 times with like their boxers out and Doc Martens, and this was the 90s.
Whoa.
And I was just thinking like, but I just wanted to do my schoolwork,
yeah.
And you know, like,
you're
whatever.
A good kid.
I was trying to be good. Yeah. But I was sort of always like taken in and then like spit out by every crew. And so these girls, which I thought were my friends.
Yeah,
so this
ew.
Is, you know, when yeah. you sort of learn, like, who's really not your friend. We were in the bathroom, like, hanging out at lunchtime. And they're like, here, literally this size, if you can see this.
Yeah, so
this
water bottle. Guys, an 8-ounce water bottle. I think that's
and
what this is.
And it's full of tequila.
Whoa. Just straight tequila.
And I never drank before. Like, my father, when we were little, he would mow the lawn, and, like, we could have the foam of, like, the St. Pauli girl that yeah. he had while he was, like, sweating doing the yard work.
Right.
So it's, like, this bottle of liquor, and I've never even seen it before, and I didn't know. And I think, you know, when you're pressured...
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, to... like, fit in some way. And I don't know. I don't remember, like, the moment of, like, yeah. this is a smart idea. I'm yeah. going to do this. Like, I just remember drinking it.
Were they all drinking it?
Yeah,
so everyone was kind of passing it around, smoking cigarettes in the girls' room.
Well, like... we weren't smoking, okay. but clearly I didn't eat my lunch.
Oh, no.
So...
empty stomach.
Yeah, everything. Just add it all up, and it equals wrong. Very wrong. So then I forgot that I had... a geometry test.
Oh my God.
But I was really good in geometry. I was like A+.
Oh, wow.
And I was like sat in the front. I was that nerd.
Wow. I'm like, I can't even pick out an octagon. I'm like, what is that? what is that? A triduculon? What is that?
But yes. So I remember leaving the bathroom, and then, you know, the bell rings, and then you sort of are like, oh shit, I didn't eat. Oh, I should have probably done that. And then I had French class, which was awesome.
And how much
through.
Of this did you drink?
I drank the whole bottle somehow. But this is what happens when you're like 15 and your liver's really good. So
you
you're
drank
able
the
to.
The whole bottle?
I think I did.
And you were you're a tiny person.
I'm like 5'4", yeah.
She's a small person, guys. So this is a whole 8-ounce bottle of tequila.
But wait, okay, so but it gets, there's more to the story. So yeah. I came out and I'm standing there in this sort of like open courtyard, you know, and then you go to like your, everybody like, you know,
goes to their
classes. Goes off to their different buildings and classes. And all of a sudden, the world just went like this.
Oh,
it just, there was like no boundary. Everything was just moving.
Oh,
and
my God.
I had to sort of try to hold on. And I remember calling to one of my classmates in the hallway. I was like, Mary, like, I'm like holding onto the locker, like, Mary, don't leave me. And then she had to go to another class. So I made it through French class. I sat in the back, though. And I remember just staring at my desk like, what the fuck am I going to do? What am I going to do? I got to get out of here.
You're like, je ne peux que.
Oh, it was not, none of it like registered
at all. Excusez-moi.
But I was like a straight A student.
Whoa.
So I know. It's a weird, it's always like very ironic with me. I'm like,
you're like super smart, but like the world opposite. Is spinning. You're like, I got it together. Est-ce que je peux aller toilette, s'il vous plaît? Oh my God.
Yeah, so then by the time I was in geometry, I don't know, somehow I like shuffled over. That was the same building. So I think I was able to just like go down the hallway and just like slide into my chair.
Oh my God.
And he puts the test down, and I remember just sort of looking at it. And then after a few beats, I was like, you know what? I can't do this. I can't do this. So I just stood up. I took my test. I walked up to the to the teacher, and I just put it down in front of him. I was like, I can't do this. And I just walked.
Yeah, I'm drunk.
Yeah. I walked out into the hallway, and I went to the bathroom, and I stayed there the last period.
Oh, did you throw up?
Then that adventure started.
Oh, my God.
So because we had moved out here, I know it's a good story.
Jesus. I would have had a panic attack. I would have been like, okay, what's happening?
Well, you don't. I mean, yes.
Yeah.
And I felt alone. Clearly, yes. Mary left me.
Yeah,
like,
what the
no
fuck,
one...
Mary? Mary, fuck you. All right? If you're listening to this, you piece of shit.
Well.
Good friend, huh, Mary?
Jill was the one that gave it to me.
So all right. You know what, Jill?
Whatever happened.
We're
going
to fight.
Jill and the bottle of tequila.
All right, Jill works at Walmart now, so don't worry about it.
No.
You're the winner, no.
So because we had moved out from South Carolina, we were somehow gifted my grandmother's, I think it was an 88 Fleetwood Cadillac.
Whoa.
And it was like the white one with the...
like the limousine things on
like
it?
It had like the blue top.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and
yeah,
then, like,
yeah.
The
my grandfather had a Cadillac, too. Yeah, yeah, just super nice. Those
yes.
were nice. Yeah.
No, not when you're 15.
Embarrassing. Oh,
yes.
You had to drive it.
No, my brother picked me up in it, but he would pick me up, like, with all the windows down, blaring country music. not cool when you're here in Los Angeles.
When you're wasted.
So he picks me up, and I think I was with a friend. We were supposed to take her home, and I had gotten her a gift. And I just remember throwing up at a stoplight.
Oh, my God.
And then I somehow took her gift. I don't remember this, but I somehow took it. I took the gift out. I threw it. And then I threw up in the bag. And then...
I can't.
So... You know, and my brother is probably...
Your brother's like, what the fuck?
He's probably
what?
Like, no.
I know you don't like country music, but you don't have to puke about it.
I guess we have strong accents. Brittany, no kidding.
You're like, that's not what my brother sounds like at all.
Well, so he is about 7 years older than me. So we get back to our apartment, mm-hmm. and my father was a psychiatrist.
Oh, my God.
And I'm in my room... Door closed, and my father, you know, knocks on the door, and he's like, "What did you do?
How did he know?"
I
could just tell.
Well, that's part of the story. So he says, "What did you do?" And I'm like, "Nothing."
You know, nothing.
And he says, "You reek." And that was it.
He's like, "You smell like the back of a Chipotle." What the fuck happened?
He made me soup. Made me like broth with rice and just, he never like scolded me.
Whoa.
He knew.
Yeah.
And so he just sort of like nursed me back. I remember laying on the sofa while my brother took photos of me. There's a photo somewhere of me like flicking him off.
Dead.
Like drunk the first time at 15.
Fuck you.
Like,
fuck
you. You know, and he's just loving it. Like, look at my baby sister drunk.
He's having a meltdown.
And from that moment on, I have never had a shot. Yeah. I've had, like, I'll have a glass of wine,
right,
I'll have,
it.
Like, a beer. I've never had liquor.
Because it made you hate it, right?
I've never drank. Like,
it's scary.
I
feel like we should give young kids, like, too much alcohol at some point. Just at one point, monitor them just so it makes them sick so they never want it. You know
well,
what
it
mean?
Was interesting because my father, it was never like this, you know, he didn't scold me in the way that you would think.
Right.
Yeah, it was interesting.
He just like made you feel bad, like I'm upset with your decisions. That's almost worse than getting yelled at.
Well, I think when you feel like such ass, like you know you've tapped into it. Like you can make that own connection yourself.
Right.
Like, this isn't serving me.
This sucks. And what about your shitty friends? Did they get sick?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Did you
Not
drink
like
the most?
That. Yeah.
So that was,
It was
so
sort of like, you know, it was like give it to Mikey, like he'll eat it.
Right,
like
give it to Nina. Right,
like she'll drink it, you know, she'll do it.
Oh my God. So your dad's a psychiatrist.
He was, yeah.
He was? That's amazing. Yeah. What was that like growing up with a psychiatrist? Like
a lot of me feeling like if I talked more it would sort of like, you know, appease any situation because he would just be
like, let's talk about it. Always?
He'd be like, mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I always felt like
he was so good at the fake listening face. He was like, mm-hmm.
No, he was listening. But I think, you know, they're just, it's intimidating.
Yeah.
Because he's just constantly listening. It's like there was no way that I could get around it.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's like, did you ever feel like, you know, he's like analyzing me or like.
Oh, yeah.
Ever...
Yeah. Wow. But I was the only girl.
Oh, okay.
So I had that card.
And one older brother.
Three older brothers.
Three older brothers.
Yes.
And then what did your mom do?
That influences. No, I'm kidding.
Right? Yeah. I mean, really, though, honestly.
Yeah.
Brothers. I have an older brother. I was like a tomboy forever because of that. But
okay.
What did your mom do?
My mom, she was a nurse when she was younger. That's how she met my father. Oh. And then. Sort of, you know, stay-at-home mom. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Now
I
she
love
does real estate.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Career woman.
She is. Yeah. That's badass.
She loves it.
Out here?
No. She lives in the South. Yeah. We're all over the
place. You're all over
I've
now.
Got, like, some family in the South, a couple relatives out here, brother up North. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I can't believe it's through 15. Those girls sucked. We don't talk to them anymore, right? None of them? Should we...
I've never.
You're not friends with anyone from high school.
No, because then I went to Providence. I went there my junior year.
So you switched high schools.
I did. Yeah.
What made you switch high schools?
Ugh, like it's
just bullshit,
story.
Right?
Like when I came out here, I was ahead in a few classes.
Yeah.
I was in Latin. I told you.
You seem super smart.
And I was in calculus.
Yeah,
and
you seem way smart. Like, I don't even want to talk to you anymore.
No, but I was made fun of.
Yeah, because you're smart.
Because I was like a freshman in some sophomore classes. Yeah. And so I finished math like my junior year. They didn't want me to, I don't know, I was like a day late on turning in a form and they wanted me to go down with something, a credit. And I said no. And my friend was leaving anyway. So I said, I'll go to Providence. So I left sort of like for the math credit, but then because my friend was leaving. And it's not like it was any better.
Your friend went to the new school. You went to the new school with your friend?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. At least you had a friend.
Yeah.
Did you hate high school?
It was still horrible.
Horrible, yes. Right? How bad was high school?
Did you like high school?
I fucking hated it.
I never went to prom. Like, I never did any of these cool things that people are like, oh. Like, my whole character in American Pie, that sort of, like, love and, you know, prom. Like, no.
Not you at all. No, total opposite. Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny? You know, I didn't go to either of my proms either. Everyone thought I was a lesbian. The guys were like, she's gay anyway. I was like, why? Because I was like very tomboyish because I had an older brother.
Because you wore corduroy?
Yeah, I did. I did wear corduroy. How did you know that? And I wore plaid shirts and Doc Martens. I tried to fit in.
Where are you from?
I'm from Philly.
Okay.
Yeah, so everyone was like, yeah, I'm not asking her. She probably likes vagina. I'm like, oh, thanks, guys. All right. Well, that's fine. I kind of do, so that's okay. But yeah, no, I was the same thing. Yeah, it was interesting.
Have you met anyone that's like, I love, high school is just the best.
Yes, oh, and really? I don't get along with them at all. They're like, I fucking loved it. I was on Cheer Squad, and I was fucking a prom queen and captain of,
I've played those characters.
Right, but yeah, very well.
Yeah. So that gave me my experience. I used to say that like American Pie gave me my high school experience because it just was not like that.
You didn't need
Meanwhile,
to
I was drinking tequila in the bathroom.
Dead. That's Heather, a crazy story. I can't believe you didn't oh, you did puke. You puked twice.
I did. Oh,
so,
yeah.
That's crazy. Well, at least it taught you. Yeah.
But I just... gnarly. It teaches you. Obviously, I'm still learning these lessons.
Yeah.
You know, 40, that, like, you should just be who you want to be, and you don't have to push yourself, you know, to fit in any particular circumstance. Yep. Like, what was I trying to obtain then?
Right. You're like, I want to be friends with girls who are alcoholics.
They think I was cool. Like, yeah. You know? Yeah, yeah. I mean, what? It just did nothing for me, and I missed my geometry test.
Ugh. My God!
Thank God for that.
You're like, you fucked with my grades. That's fucked up. Who fucks with my grades?
It was a good lesson to learn, but in a hard way.
For all my younger listeners, just know that, like, don't feel pressured to fit in.
It's not at all. And don't do it at school.
Yeah, it's not worth it, dude. Just be you. You'll be out of there in no time. You can go live your life. Yeah. Like, don't
You can
worry
learn
about
lessons
it.
In a safe, monitored environment.
Yes.
Not like that.
Not like that. Not in a bathroom with a water bottle full of tequila. Jesus, I can't believe you drank the whole thing. I could never do that. I would die.
I don't remember all of it. I remember the size of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, the color. I don't even think I knew what tequila was.
You're like, but, oh, I'll take that.
But that's these were like the cool girls. Yeah. I mean, for me, like that experience then, you would think, oh, you know, private Catholic. It's like this very
refined,
right, expensive school. Mm-hmm. If you weren't across the street smoking cigarettes and like literally drinking out of a whiskey bottle at like 7:30, you weren't cool.
All I'm thinking of is Cruel Intentions with Sarah Michelle Gellar with the cross full of coke.
Or had nipple piercings or tattoos.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And I came from Charleston. I was like, what's going on?
The Catholic school girls? Jesus.
Yeah, like that was like, you were cool.
Yeah.
You were like what, you know, you wanted to be. And so that skirt just got shorter.
Yeah, shorter and shorter.
Shorter.
And you're like, I don't want to shorten my skirt.
Then I ended up in detention because I was violating the uniform. Because
you were trying to fit in. You were like, I got to hike my skirt up. Everybody else is doing it.
Started buttoned and it turned into, you know.
Fucking all the buttons.
The Aerosmith video.
Dead. You're on top of a car. It's like water. Yes. Like, what is she doing? That's a lot. I don't know what she's doing. Okay, wait. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be back with you, and I can't wait to hear more of your stories. This is like amazing. I'm just going to keep asking you questions. This is amazing. Okay. Guys, stay tuned with Mina Suvari.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're back. That's a break. Yeah. It's always weird for my guests because we don't actually take a break. We actually just pause for 2 seconds and then they fill in ads later. I know. Right? She's like, I have to pee. I'm like, nope, pee yourself. And there's a bag under the table if you need to. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just so excited you're here. I'm like fangirling.
Can we
so
talk
excited.
About your eye makeup for a second?
Oh my God.
When did you do this and how amazing is it?
This morning.
I literally have sunscreen
on because
I thought we were
like,
just talking.
I want to work at Mac. I'm like, can I work at Mac? Like I've spent too much time. So like I live in Calabasas and none of my friends live out there. So a lot of time to myself, so I'm always like trying new shit, just sitting in my for hours. My husband's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying a new eye look. He's like, whoa, dude, you've been in there for like 3 hours, calm down. Like
that.
Very
that's
bored
good, though.
You know, it's good. I'm getting to know myself. I go for a lot of walks.
I used to do that a lot. I wanted lavender hair.
You would look really good with lavender hair.
I used to do like all the this is the 90s.
Like, but you still look the same.
No,
you do. You look exactly the same, which is crazy.
I have a lot of tape on.
No, you look exactly. It's freaking me out.
I hide the tape track.
No. Okay. You look exactly the same. And lavender hair would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't allowed to do that.
Yeah, no, I know. It's like parents are like, what is that? What are you doing? I know. As I get older, I'm like, I keep trying new things. Like, I'm like, I might have different colored hair at some
point.
I'll
probably
it's
be
fun.
That person that's like 65
with
and
pink
just go
hair.
On like a bender.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm doing all the
just
things
nipple
I never
piercings. Yeah, yeah. Just standing out front of high schools with your skirt all racked up with nipple. Like, what happened to Mina? Is that Mina Suvari in front of the high school?
God, midlife crisis.
I'm dead. Wait, so how did you get into acting? I know you probably told this story a million times.
Well, I technically did my first commercial when I was 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in so Rhode Island. I mean, it was always something that, like I said, I'm like polar opposites. Like I always had this like artistic, creative side, but then I literally had like a 4-foot archaeological dig in our backyard and wanted to be an archaeologist or like an architect or,
wow.
You know, I chose medical research when I was younger. I never thought of being an actor. But then at the same time, you know, I was doing a little bit of like child modeling and I did this regional commercial. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, I think it was like a way to sort of express myself and get that energy out. But I didn't like think of it as my career per se.
You were like, this is just a hobby or this is just fun.
I mean, I was so young too.
Yeah,
I was like 8.
Wow.
You know, and then we moved to St. John. And then by the time we got to Charleston, we probably would have stayed there, but just for fun. There was like a basic modeling class. It was an all-girls school.
In the school?
That I went. No. It was an all-girls school that I went to. And and this rep from a basic modeling class that was near to where I lived came. Uh-huh. And sort of pitched it. It was like, learn how to take a photo or like put on makeup. Like, you
fun.
Know.
Yeah. I wish you're 12. That. That's cool. And, yeah. You're like, hell yeah.
Yeah. So I did it with a friend and then And then they wanted me to do like a photo shoot for headshots to become part of the agency.
Wow.
And then they had a modeling convention. It was like nationwide that was coming up. This was probably like in the fall, so it was the beginning of that next year that they wanted me to go. And so it all just sort of like snowballed. So by the time that I went to the convention, I went with my parents. I met with all the top modeling agencies, and Wilhelmina signed me in their kids division. Yeah. So I went to summer. I went to New York for that summer. I was 13 with my parents, and I did some editorial. But then the next summer, when I was 14, they had a commercial division.
Wow.
And so I came out here, and then I got a commercial, and they were like, you should move out here. So it...
So your parents moved out here for you, essentially.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I mean, yeah. My brothers were two... I mean, one was about to graduate high school. The other two were in college at that point. And, I mean, it just sort of happened because we came out here. We stayed at the Oakwood.
Everybody.
Yeah, for 3 months. And then I got this commercial. And so
that's amazing.
So I went back for 2 months for my freshman year in high school and then moved out here. Just transferred.
It sounds like it was just in the cards for you.
I mean, they sort of pitched to my family, like, you know, some people it takes them like 5 years to get a commercial. You should try this.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean.
And it seems effortless. Like, it seems like you're like, oh, I just showed up and they were like, hey, we like you and come on in. And the door's wide open.
No, it was it's never been easy. But, you know, a lot of, yes, I've had a lot of luck come my way, but it's taken definitely.
A lot of work.
A lot of work as well.
What were your first, like, editorials? Do you have any horror stories about your jobs? I'm sure you do. You don't have any names or anything. I know that. But have you ever had a job where you were like, Jesus, what did I get into?
No, I remember at that time, like, hearing about someone that I knew that just so young, they were like, well, if we give you a nose job and we, like,
what?
Break this bone and this, like, you know, you'll.
He's like, I'm 7. You want to give me a nose job? I'm only 7.
And I just felt, you know, it's just things you shouldn't be thinking about, you know, at that age.
Yeah.
I wasn't the best model. I think that's why they were like, try acting. But I was only 5'2", and now I'm only 5'4". So.
But it doesn't matter when you're doing print, right? Or does it?
No, a lot of the, because I met with all the top modeling agencies, and they said, you know, we'll take her at 5'6", 5'7", because Kate Moss had just come on the scene, sort of like. You know,
broke the boundaries.
Yeah.
She was like the shortest model of all, but she's great.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I didn't make it. I'm 5'4". So, but it worked for acting. And but I did some Oscar de la Renta ads. Yeah.
At what age?
I know, right?
That's incredible.
Well, they're like, I have them and they're swimsuit ads.
You should post these.
I think I was.
On your social media. I would love to see them. I'm sure everyone would.
It's
That's
funny
because cool.
It's like I'm 13, but I'm wearing like a bikini. And it's a
hell
like...
yeah, why not? When I was 13, I thought I was 18. Did you? Were you like that?
I wanted to be, and I definitely worked hard at behaving that way.
Yeah.
And people used to comment that about
me. Yes, you act very old for your age.
So then that influenced me to be that way.
Yes.
But it's like lost youth. Like, don't really recommend it.
It is,
you know what I mean?
Lost youth, yes.
It's funny.
It is. Because I remember when I was younger, when I was that age, I always wanted to be older.
Yeah.
And then I turned, now I'm 32, and I'm like, okay, I want to be 13 again. Can we do
32.
I just meet people, I'm 13.
Brittany, I'm 32.
It's like, my husband says the same thing. Although we look the same age, so that's great. I love it. That's crazy. I love that.
I remember 30s. I was like, because I didn't know of, I had no concept of anything like after 21.
Really?
Like I thought when I was really little, I thought 21, like you knew everything.
Yes,
and
adult,
you were an adult,
full
right?
adult. Yeah.
And now I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
How did I get to this number? And what does it mean? And
I know it's kind of crazy, right? As
you don't
we get
really
older,
know
like
what
I'm
to
like,
do.
What age do I feel like an adult? Because I still don't feel like one.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
Like, I still feel like I'm 13.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Is that what's
going
to happen?
I don't know. Like, I'm like, am I going to feel this way when I'm 80? Am I going to be, like, in a wheelchair being like, I'm 12?
I
like,
hear ya. But I feel like, do you ever feel like other people have their shit together more than you do?
Always. Always. And then I meet people, my friends are having babies, and, like, they're like, is it okay if she comes over?
She's
really nice.
Come
my
here.
Friends are having babies, and, like, I'm like, how are you having a baby? We're 12. Like, in my head, I still feel like we're so young. And then I'm like, I'm seeing them be moms. Are you a mom?
Not yet.
Not yet, but you're going to be. You'll be a mommy. Yeah.
Come here.
I'm like, I'm
I'll
just
be
like,
your mom.
Yeah, she could be Nina's mom. That's what I'll ever
Nina
gonna
and
be.
Nina.
Nina and Mina. Oh, I love that.
She's
yeah.
like, oh, I don't know. That's too much. Hold on.
She's like, sorry, that's my name. I love it. I was going to name her Mina the Weena.
She's
between Mina, Tina, and Nina.
My brother used to call me Weena.
He did?
Yeah. But his name's Yuri, so I call him Urin.
I like that. Urin? Oh, my God.
Things you got to do in the 80s when you don't have social media and you're a kid.
80s. I know.
You're like, I don't know what that.
No, I do.
I'm too young for that.
No, I remember. When I was in high school, all we had was the Nokia, like, little, where you could just play Snake.
I had a beeper.
You had a beeper. Do you guys know what a beeper is? Is everyone listening to this? So a beeper is like a little pager that if someone wanted to get a hold of you, my audience is so young, they have no fucking clue. What is
They're
that?
They're like, hold on, write this down.
Yeah, guys, write this down. Google beeper. It's like a lot of doctors still use them, which is crazy.
Do you're
they? The hospital. I see the doctors have pagers, yes.
Oh, wow.
They wear them. So basically, someone calls you, and then that number shows up on the beeper, and then you got to find a dirty payphone and just fucking get HIV, pressing the number and calling, hey, I got HIV for you.
Hepatitis A.
Yeah, hepatitis. Yeah, you get hepatitis from the cell. It's kind of crazy. I walked by a payphone the other day and I was like, how does that still exist?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was just one random payphone in the valley. But I guess
isn't
some
it
people
crazy?
Still don't have cell phones.
I love those videos. What are they called? They're on like YouTube where they show this older like technology to the younger generation.
And they're like, what is that? All the young kids,
figure it out. Looking at like a phone or a Walkman, they're like, just why doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't get this. Where do I put the DVD in? Like, it's very confusing. Yeah. An Atari, they're like, I don't know what that is. It's so weird how much technology has changed. And how much it's going to keep changing. But I'm actually
Or is this
glad.
Just the conversation that we constantly have? Like, everyone that just gets older, we're always, like, reminiscing.
I mean, but we're the age of the internet. Because we watch the internet happen.
I know.
Okay? That's kind of crazy. That's kind of monumental if you think
it's
about
true.
It.
It's true.
Yeah. Do you remember your first experiences online? Did you ever have any bad...
I remember being influenced about Twitter. Like, you got to get on this thing called Twitter. You got to sign up. And I was like, what is this? But I remember MySpace, too.
Yes.
Being, like, at festivals. And they're like, okay, guys, we're going to go do an interview. MySpace. We're going to create MySpace accounts for you. And I was like, I don't even know what
MySpace? I don't want anybody in MySpace. Yeah.
Or Facebook. But I never really got onto any of that.
Do you like social media? Like, what's your opinion of it?
Isn't it always, like, a mixed bag? I mean, I did at first. And I think I still do in the sense that I feel like I can communicate specific things or like aspects about myself that other people aren't aware of.
Yes.
Whereas like back in the day, I remember finding this article that I'd done an interview for this magazine and it was so severely misquoted.
Oh no.
I literally thought like, did you just
You're like,
mix
did
up
you
your papers?
Somebody
with...
else? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And like quotes in bold that I'd never said. And you know, that was part of my process of just sort of being like, you know, disheartened. Like I felt like when I was younger that, you know, if you read something, it was like pretty authentic. You could believe
what you read,
what you were reading, And so that wasn't the case. So with social media, I felt like I had a little bit more control and I would get this response from people like, oh, I didn't know that about you. Mm-hmm. And I'm a very like eclectic Aquarian. So so that was kind of fun. Like people like getting to share different aspects of myself and I didn't have to wait for other people to do it or count on other people. But there's all the other downsides as well.
I know. It's actually, there's so many like double-edged swords with it. You know what I mean? It's
great
because like, I mean, it's great to meet people. Like, I'm so glad I got to message
you. Yeah.
Like, that meant so much to me. I was like, oh my God, so exciting and that kind of thing. But then it's also like you let a lot of assholes have access to you, which is hard, you know? And it's hard to get. I mean, you could just block people, but also it's kind of like, why are you bringing your bad energy over here, you know?
Yeah, and like in the pressure, I think that that's not...
I know.
Good. You know?
The likes, the followers, they're thinking about getting rid of likes.
Just that whole kind of like, I remember having conversations recently with somebody about this and it was funny because they themselves had experienced this and they knew a lot of people at the same time who were just sort of exhausted with it.
Oh,
like you have to
keep up.
Like this relevant. Yeah.
Yeah. We got to post.
Like,
I haven't posted in 5 days. Like,
it's like
I gotta
a job.
Get a post out. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a job. It really is. I mean, it is essentially my job because I get paid to promote things. And that's how I make all my money is through social media, which is crazy. Like it's crazy for me because it's like I can't even complain really about it because I'm like, oh, I wouldn't have an income if it wasn't for that, you know, like ads and, you know, companies that I work with, endorsements, things like that. Like that's how I essentially make all of my money, which is insane.
Yeah.
But it's also like it is. It's also like pressure, constant pressure. Like, oh, I haven't put something up in 5 days. And then I have friends that will text me pictures with captions and go, do you think this is good or should I do this one? Like, people put so much thought into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And curate it.
Great. I'm going to ask you now your recommendation.
Please. Send me. Hey, I love it. People are like, is this good? Write me a better caption. Like, I'll be like, okay, all right, here's a better caption. And that's
You're
great.
Like, I'll send you the invoice later.
Yeah. No, please. I do it for free. For you, anything, please. I give you anything. But yeah, so you spent pretty much your whole younger years in LA. Have you gone on some crazy dates? I know you have.
I mean, I wasn't really that person because I got married for the first time. When I just turned 21.
21? You got married?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I didn't have a lot of those.
Like bad experiences, doozies. Like yeah. Where you're like, oh God, this guy's a nightmare.
I sort of like kept to myself and then I was always like in longer relationships. Like I never really got like picked up on. Yeah.
Wow, all healthy like, and good. Asked out. And like, yeah. That's crazy.
Well, it's not like those, you know, I had my own challenges like in those relationships.
Right,
it's
right.
Just, yeah, I wasn't, like, on the scene in that way. Like, I was sort of living at that time of my life like I would be now.
Yes.
And I was married for 5 years, my first marriage.
Wow, yeah. That's great. That's actually long time in Hollywood. Yeah, I mean, in Hollywood, that's, like, 50 years pretty much. Like, when you meet someone who's been married 5 years, you're like, oh, they're doing really well. Like, it's very good. I mean, honestly, I've only been married for, like, half a year.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, but I mean, we've been together like 3 years at this point. But it's kind of funny because people are like, you know, they're like, it's crazy. I mean, and then you meet people who are married 50 years and you're like, yeah, oh my God, okay, that's a long time. That's
I remember
really
when I met Alice Cooper.
You did?
And he's the nicest guy.
And you thought he would be gnarly?
So sweet.
Yeah.
And was talking about his wife and his family, and they've been married like something like that. Like
really?
35 plus years. Yeah, don't quote me on it. But
there's some people.
I was so impressed.
Yeah, there's some people that you're like, oh my God, they've been together forever. Yeah. So it happens, guys. There is, you know.
It's possible.
It is possible. My friend and I were talking about this the other day, too. She's like, do you believe in everlasting love? And it was such a loaded question. I was like, I don't know. I mean, I kind of do, but then I kind of don't.
I know.
Because I feel like people grow and change. And it's impossible for, I think, people to grow and change at the same time.
Well, yeah.
Unless, you know.
Well, that's like the answer for everything, though. I mean, it's always like different aspects of it. Nothing's static, for sure.
Right. Yeah. And it's kind of funny because I'm like, you know, you live your life and you've had so many. I mean, I've had so many long-term relationships, as I'm sure you have. Mm-hmm. And at that point in those relationships, I was like, oh, this is the one forever.
Yeah.
And that's how many times has that happened? You know what I mean?
I like that reason, season, or a lifetime.
What's that?
You ever heard this?
No.
I think you can Google it like anything. But sort of in a sense, it's that like people come into your life for a reason.
Uh-huh.
So those people can be like maybe it's just somebody that, you know, you meet very briefly. And they communicate something to you that touches you and changes you, right?
Or sets you up for the next part of your life.
Yeah. And then there's sort of like a season. Like maybe there's somebody who's been you've been very close with for a summer.
Right.
And then something happens in that relationship and it just transitions. And then there's lifetime. Wow. So there's sort of like a category.
Yes.
In a sense of like I'm sure you have this too. You can sort of reflect and there are the people that you know, maybe if you don't see them like all the time or every day, they're still throughout your life, right?
Yes.
And then there are the people that sort of come and go in these stronger ways to influence you.
Yes. Actually, that's so crazy that you brought that up because I was just thinking today, I was just thinking how everything happens for a reason. And I know that's such a cliche saying, but I was just, and even just now, you mentioning this is like, you know, I got my start like on Vine. Do you remember Vine?
Yeah.
So I was like making videos on there, but I was dating a guy before Vine. I was doing stand-up, and I only had a BlackBerry. Remember BlackBerry?
I like BlackBerry.
Just the texty, texterton?
Yeah.
People still have BlackBerries. I act like they don't exist
anymore.
Cool. But they're great, yeah. But they don't have, like, the, you know, the apps and that kind of thing. You can't record video. And I remember I broke up with the comedian, and I started dating a new guy, and he was like, I'm going to get you an iPhone. And I was like, I don't want an iPhone. I like buttons. Like, I was like, I don't want one.
We always reject change.
Change.
So true.
Hate change, right? Yeah. So I was like, no, I don't want it. I like buttons. And he's like, well, But then he got me one. He was like, just try it. Like, stop being such a little brat. I'm like, there's no buttons. Like, it's flat. The screen being flat freaked me out. Like, there was nothing to push. Yeah. Like, I need to physically push something.
I had a Sidekick.
Oh my God. Sidekicks were the best. Okay, guys. You need to get.
You'd like flip it.
Yeah, yeah, flip it.
And then you could like do it with one hand.
Pink, like... bedazzled, puts diamond studs on it. Guys, you need to Google Sidekicks. They were
mine had like a, you know, like those, you could order those stickers.
Yes.
Like, what are they called? Like those wraps, like a card.
Yes, you could wrap your, like, wrap your
Sidekick. Mine was like a Rasta.
Dad, she's a big Bob Marley fan. I love it. Dead. So many phases. So I know, right? So many phases. Speaking of seasons and phases. So then the guy started dating. Then he got me the iPhone. And that literally, like a few months later, Vine came out.
Oh, wow.
And then I would have never, if I never dated him, I would have never gotten the iPhone. And I never would have been on Vine and never would have been here in this room with you right now.
Yeah.
How crazy
is that? Yeah, but it's all physics. Yeah. Girl, you want to go that route?
Yeah, let's
You want to have these
conversations? Let's get deep. I'm down. It's all physics. Look at you. She's like, I had an archaeological dig in my backyard. We can get as deep as you want.
No, but it's all, you know, it's all connected.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
It only makes sense, I think, you know, when we're able to pull back from it later.
Do you think this is our only life?
God. Put me on the hot seat.
I know. But I love hearing people's opinions.
I don't know. I believe, what I believe is that I don't know.
Yeah,
like
you
that's
really
sort
don't
of my
know.
Religion. Okay. And I guess if I were to believe anything, I believe that everything's energy. So based on that, true. I think it opens up a lot of really interesting questions and conversations as far as like,
totally,
you know, parallel universes and, you know, holograms and whatnot. And, you know, I mean, would I like to think that there's something more? Yes. Have I had moments in my life where I felt like so unusually connected to something or a particular place that's like so opposite of me that I'm like, have I, you know,
have you had a near-death experience?
Oh.
Have you?
I'm very curious. I mean, I just had my last one like a week ago.
Stop.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I posted about it.
I didn't see.
My husband and I. What the hell,
I'm
Brittany?
Sorry, I need to
Don't you follow me?
I do follow you. I need to go like offended. It. I'm like, I go like your near death experience. I'm sorry. Let me go like and comment on your near death experience.
Do you watch that? There's the. Oh God, I'm so bad.
I'm looking it up right now.
It's the troupe of female comedians from Canada. It's the Baron.
The Baronesses?
The Baroness Vaughn Show.
I've heard of it.
Okay.
I've heard of it.
I'm so bad.
No, I don't even know it, but I've heard of it.
It's great. It's these two people are sort of getting coffee, and then they meet, and then they feel like a connection between one another, but then they can't find each other on social media.
Oh,
they can't find each other on Tinder.
Worse.
To like, so they're trying to communicate, but they're like, I'm sure I'll find you here. And then they just sort of...
It just all falls apart.
They can't find each other. And they're like, well, I guess I'll find you. We'll like each other.
Why is your name something, not what your name is? Like, I can't find you. I did that the other day with an eyelash girl. But yeah, I want to hear about your new... If you want to talk about it, do you not want to talk about it?
No, I posted about it. I mean, we were just... like at night driving, we'd had a great day at the beach. This was up in Toronto. Have you been to Toronto?
I think once. Yeah, I don't
know.
So
there's
really
Lakeshore Boulevard.
Okay.
It's sort of like a freeway in a sense. It's like maybe four lanes each side. And then it goes up into the expressway, which is, you know, the highway, right?
Right.
Point, people sort of fly on this road.
Go
and
too fast.
She's
gonna come for you. She's like, she's talking about a near-death experience.
And I was just looking at my husband. We were talking, and something just made me just look back, and it all happened so quickly, and I only remember like a few moments. But there were headlights, like literally right where this wall is
behind you.
No, in front, like facing us. Yeah, and he said, I don't remember, but he said that I gasped very loudly, and then I cut the wheel.
You were driving
to the right. Yeah. And then so I remember seeing the lights, and I remember right away looking in my side mirror and seeing the car fly back onto
their side of the road.
Their side of the road, but it must, it's kind of wonky there because it's like right on where all the beaches are. So it's like you've got these ways to cross over.
Okay.
Right? But it's like four lanes of one way and then four lanes of another. So right. He went flying back onto that side, but it must have been some like on ramp for us. It was like maybe 10 o'clock at night.
Uh huh.
And then I remember looking in my rear view and seeing lights behind me close enough where I then thought, oh my God, did I cut somebody off and I happened to not hit them because I just reacted.
Right, right. You were just trying like to get out of the way. Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah.
It was very close to just being like
a head-on collision.
Yeah, so that, I mean, it all happened like so quickly.
Oh my God,
and
that's
then,
so scary.
And we were just dead silent. We were stunned. And then Mike just sort of said, I mean, we were just shocked. He's like, was that car on the other side of the road? And then
yeah, the wrong side that car was.
You like you can't compute it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're like, why was it in our lane? Yeah.
So we pulled over, and by then I sort of like hyperventilated and had a moment, and
oh
just
my gosh.
Because I was so keenly aware,
right,
that what I was feeling in the moment with Mike was like 95% not supposed to happen, 99.9%
not supposed to happen, right?
And here we still were. I mean, the chances
that you just happened to look.
To look back. And I felt, I was so keenly aware of, I felt like that was, there was such a high potential for that to just be our story.
That's like, so
and
scary.
And we had our dog in the backseat.
Oh,
like, Mina Sari and Michael Hope killed.
And not the dog.
You know, on a head coming, you know.
Incoming, yeah. Do you think the person was drunk? Probably.
Yeah, I mean, it was like Sunday night. Yeah. It was probably, you know, the weekend. It was late. Clearly, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure you have to be like,
yeah,
you know, inebriated
to
in some
drive
way.
To all like, the way into someone else's lane.
To get literally on the freeway in the wrong way.
Yes.
But we didn't hear anything in the news, and I'm hoping that, you know, everything
nothing
was fine.
Happened. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get a plate. I didn't get anything. This has happened to me before.
What?
And I was able to actually
someone almost head on collisioned you before.
Yeah.
Jeez.
This was years ago and I was heading to an audition, but I was able to get the plate and I called in and that one was really gnarly.
Oh my God. You have like 9 lives. Are you a cat? Like that's
honey.
Very scary.
Oh yeah, I've had crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But I was able to get that person off the road.
Oh,
they called me back. After
good.
My audition. Yeah.
Good. And you were like, excuse me, this person almost just killed me on my way to my audition.
Yeah, they were coming right at me. And
is this on the 101?
No, this is on Highland. You know when you cross over Wilshire and it turns into just one lane?
Yes.
And I was coming up, I don't know, maybe I'm like 30, 35.
Yeah.
But there were cars stopping. Right. And I saw this pickup truck flying at me. It's 11 in the morning. And I'm going to an audition. I'm like, bleh.
Oh, you're like all in your head with your lines. You're like, and then,
you know, just like
yeah,
my own, you know, conversations that we have with ourselves. Right?
Yes.
I'm like,
whoa, yes.
A bunch of crap in our heads.
Right.
And then I look up and there was a split second where I was like, this, I'm going to have a head on collision right
with
now.
With this person. This person's that close.
And it was a pickup truck and they're flying at me. And the last,
I swear
to God, the last second, he cuts it all the way to the right. Goes up on the curb.
Oh my God.
And smashes into a tree. Like,
no.
Maybe at least 3 to 4 feet wide. Smashes the entire front end of the pickup, crumples. And I'm sitting there in the car and I'm going,
oh my God.
And he's sort of like kitty corners to me and I'm looking and I got the plate. And then I see him put it in reverse.
No, he doesn't.
And
with the whole front of the car
smashing.
Things
like smoking. He puts
it
in reverse.
Because he knew, he's like, I'm going to get out of here.
He was so messed up. He puts it in reverse.
No.
Falls back off the curb. And then just like scutters off and drives off.
There's just like wheels falling off. Oh my God.
I thought he's going to kill somebody.
For sure.
And so I called 911 right away. And I'm
like, this guy just crashed into a tree dead. I love it.
And they called me back. Hours later, and they said we got the guy, and he was drunk. And
oh my God, guys! Please, yeah. For the love of God, do not drink and drive, please. Like
it's just
so bad.
I mean, again, like what happened in Toronto, it's just literally like that just that nanosecond.
Yeah.
And it's true. Like, that's it.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. You know, it's so quick. And I mean, my husband and I were just, we went and laid out all day. Like,
we just had a beautiful day.
Walking the dog. And yes. It's like.
And then that's it.
And it's something that, you know, you're thinking, like I was telling my girlfriend, you're thinking like, I am abiding by the rules. Like, I'm in my lane.
Yes.
I'm going the speed limit.
Nothing's going to happen to me. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
It's at night. And it's like coming at you.
Yeah.
You know? You can't ever plan these things. And it's all back to those cliches of like, be in the moment.
Yes.
Enjoy what you can.
Yes.
And it's really all about love and like our experiences here. None of this shit matters.
Yes. And because you never know, guys, when you're. And I say that to my husband all the time too. I'm always like, God, it's so crazy. I mean, his producer yesterday was at our house, and he got a phone call and was like, I have to go. My brother just got into a motorcycle accident, which is so crazy. And we were like, whoa, oh my God, okay, go, like, get out of here, you know, go do your thing. And then he calls us like 4 hours later, and he's like, he got killed by a drunk driver. He got killed, which is so crazy because we would. Like, it's just like 5 seconds of him sitting there going, oh, I just got a call. My brother got in a motorcycle accident. I'll be back. They said it's not good. I'm sure it'll be fine, though. You know, you like initially think everything's going to be okay. And he died. He got hit
I'm
by
so
someone
sorry.
Else. No, I know. And I didn't know his brother, but it's just crazy how in that moment, I mean, my husband knew his brother, and it was kind of weird because he's like, oh my God, it's so weird. Just like this guy just came to our concert, and like it was, it's like so weird.
I mean, this is like a whole. This is why I hate motorcycles.
I hate motorcycles too, guys. I mean, that's not my first. That's not the first person I've known.
I know.
Like my friend's fiance. I mean, in LA, it's not really the greatest place to ride a motorcycle. They say your life expectancy, if a motorcycle is your main source of transportation, your life expectancy is 5 years.
What?
Yeah, that's what the quote is. Like, isn't that insane? Because, and I had no idea if it's your main source of transportation, that's your quote of living is 5 years from when you start making it. You don't drive anything else or ride on anything else because people are just in a rush.
It's just bad everywhere. Yeah. Just transportation, everything would be because of everybody being on their phones.
Yeah, everybody on their phones, everybody on a rush. Like, everybody just, they're not paying attention. There's too much going on. You know, everybody's trying to get somewhere. There's too many people on the road. It's just a lot. And, you know, like my friend's fiance was hit on Mulholland going like up the Mulholland. He got hit. He got run over by another car and they ripped all his fingers off on one hand, but he lived. Okay. Motorcycle accident.
Brother.
Yeah. Isn't that insane? He got hit. He flipped over another car. Somebody was, he had a green light and they tried to turn and they just hit him. And
thinking I have a green light.
And he had a green light. He was straight, wasn't in the wrong. And they hit him and he lost 3 of his fingers and then literally was in a coma. And then a year later, got back on the motorcycle.
Oh, my God.
Was on the 101 and was coming home. And somebody switched lanes and did not look before they switched lanes and see him. And he swore.
Because people don't.
Because people don't look.
You don't think. People aren't thinking of motorcycles coming up.
Right, exactly.
You know?
So they switched lanes and then he swerved to get out of the way because the car was coming over. And then he hit the median. And flipped over, and then a car came in the other way, hit him, and killed him. Isn't that insane? It's insane.
Insane.
And it's so weird because I remember her saying to me that morning, not to get so depressing with the podcast. Sorry, guys.
I know, have we?
We get deep. We get deep here. It's okay.
I mean, it's real,
though. Talk about real life. It's worse first in many different ways. I remember her telling me, like, that morning he had just texted her, like, something really beautiful, and then that was the last thing that she ever heard from him. And it's just so heartbreaking. You know, so basically moral of the story is be a good person, be as kind as you can and you know, try to live a good life, guys, and try to be grateful for every day.
Be grateful.
Even the hard days, because you know what? Yeah, some days suck. And I know I've been there, like, obviously up and down all my emotional roller coaster, with all my mental
bad
stuff.
Bad days?
Yeah.
What are these bad days?
Dead.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I know, right? It's so crazy. I know, right? So everyone
what
has their days.
Bad day.
Everyone has their days. Dead. You're like, I've never had a bad day in my life. I'm like, okay, shut up, Mina. We're trying to make a point here.
Imagine.
God. She's like, what's a bad day?
Oh, what's a bad day?
I don't get it. My life has been great. I got signed to a model agency when I was 8, and it's just been the up and up since there. I'm on this new show, American Woman, and I've been a
new American Woman.
I love that.
It was nice.
What, is it gone?
Yeah.
No! I loved it. I'm so bummed.
My character, she became a casting agent, and our prop or in our art department, they made business cards.
Oh, I love that.
For her, Kathleen Callahan.
Uh-huh.
And we did like this photo shoot for photos, you know, within the office. So in my office, I have Kathleen's headshot and her business card framed.
Dead. People come in, they're like, what is this? I love that, though.
It was fun.
That's amazing.
It's fun, like, when you're, you know, you're acting, filming scenes that involve acting.
Yes.
Like, we had a scene where it's me and then I have our client in. So I'm the casting agent. It's like a sitcom or something that we're casting. Yes. And we have this young actress, and she came in, and she's like, you know, performing this monologue, and you're like filming it. It was just, it's funny. It's always kind of like a, you know, weird like Russian doll.
Yes, you're like we're acting inside of acting inside of acting, and it's layered. I love that.
But it was nice to like be on that side when you can sort of put together all of those moments where you've had like casting director experience, and you're like, now I'm
doing that. Now I know. Oh my god, that's a whole nother podcast. Casting director experiences. Jesus. Well, where can everyone find you on Instagram? Mina Suvari, right? Is just your name.
I used to be on Twitter and Facebook.
You're not on anymore.
I got rid of.
Good. Who cares?
Because no, that was part of my mental breakdown.
Yeah, like, everyone's like, "Fuck, it's too much.
It's
too many
too
apps.
Much. It
too
was,
many apps.
It was too much to sort of like this whole crossover." And I felt like for me, it's really nice to have my Instagram. It's like very visual. It's easy.
I love your Instagram. It's beautiful, and it's
not
so
very tech savvy.
It's so fun
I'm
too,
getting
and
there.
And you—it's such a happy Instagram, guys. If you ever just want like a feel good Instagram, go to Mina's Instagram. It's at Mina Suvari, MenaSuvari, and I love it. Is there anything that you want to promote that you're that's going on or coming up that I want to share with everybody?
I mean, one of the things that I'm most proud of, and it sort of ties into like some of our conversations. I was able to last year work on this amazing film based on the life of Treya Wilbur and Ken Wilbur. It's called Grace and Grit.
What is that? Who are they?
Ken Wilbur is, I mean, there's not enough words that can explain what a genius of a man this person is.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely incredible. Uh-huh. Very much a philosopher of our times.
Oh, wow.
And the website and the our trailer that we have now is on my pages.
Yeah.
It's my bio.
It's graceandgrit.com.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be coming out soon.
I
and
hear
it's such
about
a
that.
It's such a beautiful love story about eternal life and eternal love. It's called Grace and Grit. It's based on the book.
Okay.
It's directed by Sebastian Siegel, and so it's something that I'm really proud of that personally changed my life.
I love that.
So I have the link there on my page.
Guys, go to her Instagram and check out the link, Grace and Grit.
Check me out. I don't have a lot of followers
Brittany. You should have more, and you're going to get them after this. I'll tell you that for sure. People are going to be like, oh my God, we're so happy to have you. I'm so grateful that you came.
Thank you.
I'm so happy
nice
to like
connect.
Meet you and just have you in my presence, and just your energy's great, and you're an awesome person.
Thank you.
And it just literally looks the same that you've had since you were younger.
So
you look exactly the same, which is insane. Like, some people just don't age, which is like who's the vampire blood that you're drinking?
No.
I love it. Like, where do I get this? What's the secret? But guys, go to her page at Mina Suvari. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Love you,
girl. And anytime you want to talk,
girl, come on down to Calabasas. I got all the time in the world.
Mina gave me half hugs.
Yeah,
she was like halfway there.
Mina the Wiener. And guys, make sure to like and subscribe on the YouTube channel. There's live videos on the YouTube channel. If you're watching this right now, hi, thanks for being here. Leave a comment and I'll check it out, even if it's a mean one. And I love you guys. And thank you so much to those of you for the support. And we will see you next week on Worst Face.
We were kidding! We were kidding!
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.